Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
The Right Size of a Friend is the title of today's story on Lantern. A lone elephant walked through the forest looking for friends. She soon saw a monkey and asked, "Can we be friends, monkey?" The monkey quickly replied, "You are big and can't swing on trees like I do, so I can't be your friend." Deflated, the elephant continued to search and stumbled across a rabbit. She asked him, "Can we be friends, rabbit?" The rabbit looked at the elephant and replied, "You are too big to fit inside my burrow. You can't be my friend." The elephant continued until she met a frog. She asked, "Will you be my friend, frog?" The frog replied, "You are too big and heavy. You can't jump like me. I'm sorry, but you can't be my friend." The elephant continued to ask the animals she met on her way, but always received the same reply. The following day, the elephant saw all the forest animals run in fear. She stopped a bear to ask what was happening and was told the tiger was attacking all the small animals. The elephant wanted to save the other animals, so she went to the tiger and said, "Please, sir, leave my friends alone. Do not eat them." The tiger didn't listen. He merely told the elephant to mind her own business. Seeing no other way, the elephant kicked the tiger and scared him away. After hearing the brave tale, the other animals agreed, "You are just the right size to be our friend." The moral points: friends come in every shape and size.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Lantern from IRB English Radio. This is Zainab Musavi, and in this program we listen to certain religious stories and then try to talk and expound on some of the religious lessons and moral themes that we can learn from these stories and in order for us to make use of them in our ordinary lives. Well, today our subject of talk is about friends and their qualities and rights in the religion of Islam. Man has longed for making friendships so that he can obtain individuals supporting him, alleviating his troubles and sharing in his sorrow and joy. There are several characteristics of ideal friends which are discernible in narrations of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam and verses of the Holy Book of Quran. The first characteristic of the ideal friend is intelligence. In fact, the companionship of the foolish is vicious and malicious because the foolish injures his friends when he intends to benefit him. Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam said, "The foolish does not advise you of good and is not expected to save you from any problem, even if he does his best. Moreover, he may harm you as he intends to benefit you. His death is better than his life, his silence is better than his words, and his remoteness is better than his closeness." Okay, let's go for a short break and soon we will be back.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Welcome back, dear audience. We are talking about friends and their qualities in accordance to our religion of Islam.
Well, friends must be characterized by faith, uprightness, and well mannerism. Friends who are empty of such traits are insignificant, since they are anticipated to mislead their associates. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his holy book, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويوم يعض الظالم على يديه يقول يا ليتني اتخذت مع الرسول سبيلا يا ويلتى ليتني لم أتخذ فلانا خليلا لقد أضلني عن الذكر بعد إذ جاءني وكان الشيطان للإنسان خذولا. It will be a hard day for the unbelievers. It will be a day when the unjust will bite their fingers regretfully, saying, "Would that we had followed the path of the messengers. Woe to us. Would that we had not been friends with so and so. He led me away from the true guidance after it had come to us. Satan is a traitor to people." Surah Al-Furqan, verses 27 to 29. Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam said in that regard, again following the concept of this verse, to sit with the evils causes mistrust in the good. To sit with the good attaches the evil to the good. The sinful ones sitting with the good ones attach the sinful ones to the good ones. If you cannot discern the belief of somebody, you should investigate his associates. If they are following the right creed, he will inevitably be on the right creed. If they are not, he then has no share in the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam used to say, "He who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the final day should not fraternize with any disbeliever or associate with any sinful. He whoever fraternizes with a disbeliever or associates with a sinful one is certainly regarded as disbeliever and sinful." You see, even the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and all the infallible imams have insisted on the fact that evil companion leads one person to hell. Imam Baqir alayhi salam said, "My father Ali ibn al-Husayn alayhi salam once advised me, 'O son, do not associate, talk or accompany five classes of people.' 'Who are they, father?' asked I, and he answered, 'Beware of associating with the liar, for he is as same as mirage. He shows you the near as remote and shows you the remote as near. Beware of associating with the sinful, for he will disappoint you for a single bite or even something less valuable. Beware of associating with stingy, for he will let you down when you are in urgent need of his property. Beware of associating with the foolish, for he harms you when he intends to do you a favor. Beware of associating with the disregardful for his relatives, for I found him cursed in the book of Allah.'" Friends should exchange expressive desires of affection and fraternity so that their handle of friendship will be firmer. But if such tendencies fade away, the relation will be enfeebled and the alienated party will expose himself to criticism. I hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us to accompany his precious servants in order to please him both in this world and the hereafter. Okay, dear listeners, it seems that our time for this episode of Lantern has come to its end. I hope that you have enjoyed this one, and until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The Imam says, if you want to test your friend, do one thing, but be very careful in how you do it. Anger your friend. Yes, anger him. Tick him off. Get on his nerves. But of course, in an appropriate way. Don't do it in a negative way. And I don't want anyone tonight, after the majd is going and creating fitna in society, saying, oh, the Sayyid said anger everyone around you and your friends and test them. No, be wise about it. Look, friendship is very important. You want to know who your friend is. The Imam says one way, test him, you know, make him angry, tick him off, upset him somehow, and see his reaction. Observe his reaction. How he reacts will tell you what kind of a friend he is. Whether this is a good friend or a bad friend. If this friend, you know, يخرج من الحق إلى الباطل, as the Imam says, if his غضب, if his anger causes him, you know, to lose his faith or to abandon the truth and embrace falsehood, to commit a mistake, that means this may be not such a good friend. Because friendship involves sometimes quarreling with another. He will anger you, you will anger him. This is part of life. The Imam says, if you anger your friend 3 times and he does not say anything negative about you, you realize that he did not say anything negative, realize this is a good friend. ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب